Hello friends, we are studying the subject of advertising account planning. We are today on chapter 3, which is all about the consumer. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take this session through. So let's begin with the core objective that we set for ourselves. Having spoken about subject being entirely on consumers, this one objective will be naturally surrounding the consumer. So we first will understand what is consumer insights. Then we will get into the behavior, understand what is consumer behavior, know the factors that influences the consumer behavior, why he behaves in that specific manner, understand the buying decision behavior, what are the considerations, how does consumer go about making his buying decisions, then of course understanding target profiling, then how the market, how to market to the existing consumer. So you have a challenge of marketing your product again and again and developing new market. So with this objective, we move on to our main subject. What is the importance one should say about consumer in account planning? Because consumer is a central force, central factor even in marketing, consumer cannot be kept away when it comes to even account planning. What is account planner role? The major role, of course, is to create a right message of the client products in such a way that it reaches first the right end consumer and he is able to comprehend, because your entire language, tonality, representation is such. Just as it is important for the account planner to understand the client, like on one hand he has to really understand the client, his challenges, his requirement, etc., the product, what are the USPs of the product, etc., it is equally important for him to know the consumer, because client is going to monitor his success based on your ability to communicate rightly after identifying the consumer. So if this fact is not really understood by the account planner, he will fail to understand consumer and then he will not be able to really create a connect. Now that's where account planners has to need to study consumer buying. So it's not only about the consumer, he has to also understand the buying behavior. Buying behavior encompasses things like what is he buying, when is he buying, why is he buying, how many times is he buying, how many times is he consuming, why is he doing that, you know, what are the sources of his purchases, and those kind of this thing. This is what detail will enable him to prepare a sound creative brief, and that creative brief will be have a relevance, you know, what you want to say, what they are interested in listening. So that's what understanding consumer behavior will allow you to match this, because that's where the importance of relevance comes. So after the client's need, the next step for the account planner is to understand the consumer in detail. So now I have set tone for you. Marketing is all about consumers. So once you understand the client and his relation with the customer, etc., consumer, you have to establish your understanding about the consumer, which includes both consumer and his buying behavior. So we get into understanding certain ways to understand the consumer buying behavior. First is the subject of insights. So when you say insights, okay, it is to understand what is in the mind of the consumer. Insights lie within. The consumer is a very, very unpredictable person, but consumer buying behavior science has given you a roadmap to understand. So to understanding the interpretation of a customer data. Now, for that, research is one tool which you can use. There are research tool has tools like observation, where you observe consumer. So all those things lead to the data that you collect about the behavior of the consumer, feedback that you get while you conduct certain conclusions, and then from there, the inferences that you draw will give you an insight. That insight is your base that will give you an idea about what is the consumer need? What is he, aspiring to? Why is he behaving that way? What are his challenges? What are his frustrations, etc.? So here is this one consumer insight-based success story. This is from the Kodak. Kodak, is linked with the photography. Okay, so earlier Kodak was coming out with the Kodak films, etc. As they saw the trend towards digital cameras and all, they realized that the films and all may not be really required. So they have also moved into doing the digital camera, etc. Now having done this, you know, digital camera, they wanted to understand how the consumers are taking them. So they got into the understanding of the digital camera, its applications, etc. Now, when it came to the consumer end, they found a big anomaly in women not being able to use the digital camera. And this was nothing to do with the digital camera per se. Okay, it has a problem linked to the battery, use of battery, replacing battery, etc. The second problem that they came out or they understood is that when there are a lot of buttons on the camera, customers are not in a friendly state. So these two apprehensions, you know, prevented them the use. And the third one, even after I take a picture, so that's a ultimate this thing. Even after I take a picture, I do not know how to use it. This is so complicated, download, upload, you know, kind of thing. So Kodak then came out with a solution which encompasses solutions to these three, wherein very easy for them to capture camera, capture the picture, because most of the things that they have converted into the automatic created easy downloading, created easy share, etc. They created a kind of a gallery where this picture can be uploaded. So all those things, they understood the consumer problem. Insight was, it is very difficult. Can you make it simple? So they moved on a principle of ease of use. So when you obtain insights, how does it help you? So insights that you obtain will help you to connect with the consumer at an emotional level. We all are a bundle of emotions, and emotions make us take decisions many times faster. It re-examines the existing conventions. So when you get some contradictory picture, it allows you to relook. There are certain conventions on which marketers used to follow. So you have to question that. It helps you to solve the real problem, a real new product, you can bring it out. So with the award data, the insights helps in what? In deciding about the context for which the idea needs to emerge. A new ad could probably, and you can develop an ad which touches the emotional aspects of the person linked with the use of the product, etc., or the dilemma that the customer is facing, the need that he had, but he is not able to put this need in upfront manner. Now he gets a solution. The new ad can effectively capture the motivation, what may need them, what needs them to be kicked, you know, or rather give them the stimuli that will get them into an action mode. Yeah. So three types of insights are there that we will try to understand. First is a consumer insight. So it's all about the consumer, where you understand the entire perspective about the consumer, his need, his behavior, what kind of solution that he is looking at, what are the challenges, the problems, etc. The insight discovered by Unilever, where mother associated dirt with the learning process of their kids, led to the ad campaign Daag Achhe Hai. So it's like giving a freedom to child to express themselves. Mothers were more joyous, while if you think otherwise, you feel that, you know, the best thing to keep the cloth good is not to get it dirty the first. But this insight changed the story. So that's how they came up with the another this thing is the cultural insights. So we live in a culture. Now this culture shapes up our mind, which has a thoughts, our beliefs, etc., have come from there. So these insights show how consumer think and behave when it comes to responding to the brand communications. So bonding between mother and children is still very strong in many cultures. So here in Google's 2019 Hey Mom campaign, we see the many ways kids of all ages turn to their moms for help, seeking the help and everything in between. Now mothers also proactively, you know, goes all out to support. So that bond was something that was captured by Google very well in their communication. Then comes the future insights. These insights are generally derived by existing habits and understanding existing problem, and that you kind of foresee this will lead to what kind of change in the behavior, so that you can pre-plan your R&D and innovation approaches. So next product in innovation in detergent being safer to the environment. So now their understanding of the customer and how they are getting into choosing the product, consumer have become themselves very environmental conscious. while laundry detergents and all were known to be damaging. So now they have to get into a mode where they offer consumer a natural, safe to environment kind of a detergents. Brand insights, that is the fourth kind of insights. Here you have to know everything about the brand, what brand is all about, what are the values, what are the promises that the brand is making to this, and how does it relate with the consumer. So that comes in the persona, how consumer persona and the brand persona matches. That is a personality thing that will shape up his attitude and all. So those aspects are the insightful thing that the marketer should know. Here MasterCard has done this thing. Brand vision has been connecting everyone to priceless possibilities. So well said, connecting everyone with priceless possibilities. Many times, because you do not have an access to money, you give up certain thought which has come to your mind. So in COVID-19, when possibilities were narrowing down because of the contact issues related, it came up with Start Something Priceless, which had live streamed the events and live cooking classes and connected consumers virtually. So here the consumers realize what the brand stands for, because brand has come forward and tried helping them in the hour of their need. So that's a brand insights. So we understood four different types of insights. Now we understood in brief what the consumer is as a kind of a definition kind of thing, and need, his need, behavior, a continuum, etc. Now we get into understanding target consumer. So what happens? Target consumer is when market research is done, and when you try to understand who all are your consumers are, this of course is linked to that segmentation, targeting and positioning principle. Now you will come with lot of homogeneous group. Targeting is a derivative of segmentation. You will come across lot of segments. Say like if I take a cornflakes, cereals. So now there are adult, there are figure conscious, there are children. Now they all are possible segments for you to serve. Now for every consumer, or for every company, it is very rarely possible to serve together all the consumer segments. So they have to choose which is the right target. Now when you choose the right target for you, what is possibility the coming is, now you are able to really focus on understanding them better. And then after you do that, your another layer, which is marketing mix, product, price, place and promotion, that can be aligned very well. That's the power of target customer. The better companies know about the behavior of their consumer using strategies such as content marketing, user experience, that is, these are all acronym, UX, CX, influential marketing. Okay, so all these things are possible, word of mouth, generation of word of mouth, etc. is possible only when you know the finer aspects of whom are you targeting. That is your target customer clarity. These strategies are essential to get more sales. Now, all those things which is linked to the target customers help you to not only connect well, engage well, so you get better sales and develop business both offline as well as online. And as such, these strategies increase the engagement. This is what I told you. And more engagement with the brand will create more preference. So this is a behavioral shift can take place. Moving further, we have to understand the target customer. The term target customer is defined as a specific group of consumer who are a focus of company's marketing initiative, marketing communication, positioning, etc. Many clients share their target is everyone. This is a common mistake. Many times targets say, the market is so huge, you know, you consider everyone is my customer. That's a big fallacy, but not everyone will buy the product. So now you look at the example. If I say that LG tomorrow declares that I will make only 20 liter washing machine, huge. All homes and offices and laundries and hospitals and all industries can use. Do you think that we will have a space of putting so much, such a big, do we have water to spend so much, etc. at household societies and, you know, chores, etc. Now, to enter into the chores and enter into the middle class, you have to customize something. So you have to first decide whom you want to serve with your product mix, pricing strategies, your place strategies and your promotion strategies. So that has to come out. A good idea not to aim too widely. So that's why, you know, instead of, you may go in phases, you know that there are multiple. So that's what say Kellogg's did. They first captured family, then they got into capturing kids, Choco Pops. Then they came and targeted very health and figure conscious ladies. That is Kellogg's K, if I'm, yeah, right. So how does this go? An account planner has to understand his target, for which he has to ask, who's my target consumer? Now, this information essentially has to come from the marketing department, who's seeking his help for the advertisement. The good planner need to understand all population is not the target. So that is what he should be very clear. And therefore, instead of giving a plan which is very wide and open, give a very specific target-oriented plan. So that's what one important aspect. As I told you, target customer is a derivative of a segmentation. So what is consumer segmentation? Now, consumer segmentation is, like you say that all is my market, that is a heterogeneous group with people with a different characteristics, likes, dislikes. Can you not find some similarity in them? That's where the principle of segmentation meets. Like you have a Hindu, say, a couple, Sikh couple, Christian couple, newly married, I'm talking about, say, Mohammedan newly married couple. Can you look at differently? You may say, initially may feel yes, but what is similarity in them? Now, that if you can really able to make out, that's where your stepping stone of successful segmentation. Now, they all being young, aspiring for life, so they will have a family life cycle there. They will have certain aspirations. They will have certain requirements specific coming to them. They will have a growing family. So as they move into that, there are various. So now if you really capture those similarities, you are able to create. Now, marketer segmentation is required due to the following reason. It will be in a better position to spot the marketing opportunity. You will exactly know who are your buyer groups. And then from there, you can determine which one you can start with, target with. It can make finer adjustments. Once you exactly know them, you can then go to your product again and make a relative requirements in that. Suppose I am making a power band or a watch, smart watch. Now, if the smart watch, if I am targeting for, say, college students, the market is also there among professional. Market is also there among the working class. But if I, suppose, decide to target only collegians, then I will have to give different colors because they are fond of it, while the professionals are very selective about the colors, etc. Marketing programs and budget could be chalked out. Now, once you know whom to target, where they are, what are their buying habit, media habits, then you are able to develop your media plan properly and budget appropriately. Undertaken with the purpose of locating the taste, temperaments, etc. So, you try to modify your message to suit their likes, dislikes, characteristics, so to say, traits. Done with the purpose of locating the new market. So many times it is done also with the intent to locate the new market. Here, different target consumers for the two different brands. Product is same. Diabella coffee. Okay, primary coffee goers, conscious coffee drinkers that appreciate the quality product. Okay, secondary instant coffee. They are the one who wants quick. 70% of the coffee consumed in Australia, Toro, a natural coffee concentrate and can be instantly made and consumed. While Starbucks, 49% men are men and women between 25 to 40 and they are coming there. They are coming there to have a empathy, environment of friendliness, etc. And they have given you the secondary, the young adult between 18 to 24. So now this being the case, you see that they both are existing and growing because they could identify and therefore they could tweak their entire marketing mix, product, price, promotion and place of availability. So now consumer segmentation is also important in today's changing digital world. There are two areas. Marketing communications are better received because they go directly to the consumer and connect well and less cost because digital, this thing has a wider spread. It's not that cost per release is lower than newspaper, etc., but it simultaneously reaches large audiences. Therefore, the cost, that line which is saying that cost is less, are better received. Some consumers prefer email, some consumers prefer digital, some consumers prefer social media. Each one has certain buying habits, and if you are able to plan your release to that, which is a result of your understanding of the consumer segmentation, you are able to deliver message appropriately. And less cost is because consumer segmentation helps to avoid the generalized campaign. So Now, when you know that exactly the segment, their preferences, etc., you need not get into very generalized campaign planning, etc. You can be very targeted. That's the meaning of it. Also, in the digital area, attracts the right traffic to the right pages. Now, in the digital, this thing very important that your website or your main page through which the engagement can be taken to a next level and order or a lead generation can take place. That's where all the digital media tries to work upon. So, customer segmentation allows you to plan effective promotions, pricing and marketing strategies by creating a very specific profile. You have to define your profile means segment or a customer in a way that when it is narrated, that person, you can really visualize a person standing in front of you. That's the power of profiling. We will be studying that ahead. Segmentation techniques. Now, what are the techniques that one can use? So, there are three types of market, which is whatever learning of the segmentation that we will have, we will be doing it as we come for go forward. But one is to keep in mind that you have a three distinct type of market. You need to know where you stand. One is a consumer market. Those who are in the, say, packaged goods, soaps, toiletries, they are in consumer market. Industrial. If you are making, say, industrial motor, you are making boilers, then you are in industrial market. And government, those who service the government needs, you know, their requirements. So, there is a government market. Means their government bodies also buy a lot of products. You say like Mahindra has to also supply their jeeps to the police forces, military, etc. So, that's what's purchased by the government. So, that's the understanding of it. Now, segmentation is done on certain specific methods, geographic, psychological, benefit segmentation, you know, demographic segmentations, etc., socio-economic, lifestyle-based segmentation, there are many. However, when you are developing it, you have to consider that which market you are in. Just to give you an idea, not that I will be dwelling upon one by one, but you see that there are three columns, consumer, industrial and government. Now, say geographic. Now, how do you do the geographic segmentation for the consumer? So, this is based on a country, market density, etc., climate, seasonal, tropical climate, cold climate. So, that's what. But when it comes to industrial region or the country or the density of that industry, okay, while in the government case, federal, states, local bodies, etc. So, that way there is a variation that one need to. On the left hand side, there are various ways the segmentation can be done. You have to understand essentially that while you develop a segmentation, you have to keep in mind for which type of market you are doing it, consumer, industrial or government. Now, you are here seeing a broad approach, the method in which a segmentation can be done, geographic, demographic, psychographic and behavioral. These are like a universal. Various criteria are mentioned. I will essentially just say the geographical gives you a perspective. The people staying in same area generally have a same living standard, same choices, likes, dislikes and consumption habits. So, like people living in hutment versus people living in high net worth area of individuals, there's things are different. So, that's why the geographical approach to segmentation is worked out. Demographic, where age, gender, income, education. Here you are able to know actually the person's profile, you know, physical profile, his ability, because if you know the income, etc. So, those are the aspects. Psychographic is all to do what is inherent to that individual, what is in his mind that has shaped up his beliefs, his attitude, his personality, all those, this thing will come, his opinions, his, so when around that when you do it, it is a more deeper segmentation, touches the person. And behavioral, it is based on how he behaves in various situations. So, whether he is a more benefit seeker or he is a more price conscious, etc. or occasion buyer, etc. So, those things you need to understand. Some of the mistakes while you plan your segmentations are either you create a too broad a segmentation consideration. As a result, the target market is also very broad or a wrong way to segment and the target, etc. And locating the target market in the wrong area. So, these are some of the possible errors that one can commit while working on segmentation and targeting. So, essentially, the challenge is after you do the segmentation and then from that multiple segmentation, you decided a particular target, but then you have to quantify. So here this page essentially gives you the idea that there are specialists, there are agency known as a research agency, that research agencies work, there are specialists on either consumer behavior side, consumer buying habit side, or quantification of the market. So that way they have given some example like Nielsen, in the bottom if you see Kantar, Ipsos, IMRB is a very international this thing. So likewise, and each of these agency have certain specifics, specialization, which is linked to the customer, and they may have developed their own framework. So like IMRB will have a typical framework to derive a demand estimation or behavioral shift, etc. So that is the meaning of this particular page that you need to understand. So like here one example we are only taking. So Nielsen, for example, is a very worldwide known market research enterprise, has new tool. This new tool measures the consumer base and habits, and therefore has come up with this newer solution. So they are able to, because they continue to measure this, they are able to come out before anybody can gauge newer solutions for their clients. This tool is like audience measurement tool, that is what, and which captures the cross-platform measurement of data. We will see this in the next slide, of the entire population, and from there it brings out habit shift that is happening. So here it is explaining it to you, how they do that. That audience measurement first is an audio measurement, gauges the radio and pocketed podcast usage, so this focuses on audio tools which media has. Cross media measurement, so measures the linear and digital media market across platforms. So here they really look at the same consumer, his use of television, radio and other media markets, tools. So that's what it gives you the perspective. Digital measurement, here they study how much the digital engagement, which digital media, okay, which are the media the consumer engage more. So those kind of change and behavioral aspects they bring out. Streaming measurements, so here understand the relationship with the streaming content. So what kind of content is most preferred by the consumer, where they spend more time, etc. And then television measurement, so which is a thing to do with the content which attracts consumer the most. So therefore, you see that family soap opera and those kind of thing attract a lot of, crime serials. So that's how there is a, so this is what they provide as a service to their client, and that will enable you to really work out your next strategy. Now, very important for the media planner is to get into the shoes of his target consumer. As we say, this is what the life of a target consumer. Very briefly, if I have to call, this is a deep dive. Means you have to understand various aspects of this consumer, his buying habits, his lifestyle that he is living it. Two different with the same personality may live a different lifestyle. Okay, find out whether somebody is forward thinker, somebody is a conservatist, etc. So those, even if the, and among the rich people, you will find somebody is spendthrift, somebody is very socially conscious, somebody is very, as we call, conjuice, very, very reserved, conservative. So those aspects that has to come out. So things like lifestyle, need, where most of his needs are lying, find out when does the consumer interact with various medias, kind of messages that he, kind of likes, dislikes, etc. And his media, internet browsing habit here, I will say all media habits. Now when you do the deep dive, means you get into the real life closely, you will come to know his brand experiences. So what are the experiences and the relationship that he cherishes with various brands, and that reason for that, competitive analysis. So you will learn his relationship vis-a-vis competing brands. So how does he look at other competitors? Advertising audits. Now here what happens, you are able to gauge shift if anything happening in their advertising preferences, the media preferences, etc. And semiotic analysis, here signs and symbols, many times that language, signs, symbols play a very vital role. So what kind of language, tonality, etc. that you need to bring into your communication, that's what comes out of this. So to further that understanding, the life of a target consumer, account planner can take the help of a research team and use various tools to deep dive. So here there are three things that has been mentioned to you. there are traditional methods, there are modern digital methods, and then there are quantitative measurement tools, which is irrespective of the era where you are. Now, traditional tools, traditional methods, when I say, this is like Simon's Market Research Bureau and Media Market Research Incorporated. They have developed these methods. The most widely used secondary data sources, like, so they conduct various research continuous basis and they provide to you secondary data. This is of course focused on US. We have similar researches being done in country like India also. It's been done by IMRB, ORG, etc. So those kind of they provide you household, you know, there is a panel of household on there, this thing, and they continue to understand and interact with them. So information comes out is about the product, the media usage, okay, the quantifications, the purchase cycle, etc., the brand usage, etc. So this is what a traditional method, digital tool, they are all based out of the digital behavior of the consumer, because digital world offers you capturing every moment of yours. So things like Google Analytics, audience tab within the Google Analytics, demographic tabs, okay, affinity tabs, okay. So this is Google Analytics itself has a various possibilities that you can see it here and what it can provide you. And then there's a third one, this thing is a quantitative, you know, measurement tools, where definitely you have to get into finally understand whether consumer is going to buy that product. If it is going to buy that product, when is he going to buy? So those kind of things will bring out for you quantification possible for the kind of a target profile that you have developed. So moving further, we understood what is the life of a target customer, and then we started connecting those three approach in which there was one digital, that is Google. So more understanding this more, today we are connected so digitally, so that experience matters for the brand, and brand needs to know how is his brand engagement with the consumer, where consumer has a various touch points. Consumer can just visit website, consumer may or may not interact with your chatbot, consumer may just prefer to deal through your apps, etc. Okay, so consumer may deal through you through the sponsored ad in the social media. So what is that that needs to be understood? So modern platform today can map the customer journey automatically without tagging. That's a power. Web analytics and product analytics tools not only report what the customer did, but reveals why they did that especially. Because if you have placed different offer, which is the one getting you the better, you know, volume, etc., you can make out. And today the artificial intelligence AI is playing a role and changing the role, because that tool can constantly analyze tons of data, and then predictive ability, so they can come out and tell you that this is a change that is going to happen. Just briefly touching for you, see, the people behavior has changed post COVID. So here there is one representative infographics which is lockdown induced change in consumer behavior. Idea is to tell you that you have to constantly monitor the change. Now they have brought out five different types of now behaviors. One is a revenge shopper, so they are the one who look for the opportunity, and when that opportunity is available, they like shop like a mad. Revelation shoppers, they are the one who will go by their emerging need, and then they will want to find out all about it. To your extreme left in the bottom, you have a ritualized shopper. They follow certain set ways of consumption and set way of buying. Okay, then you have in the center, in the bottom, robust e-shopper. Now they are the one who prefer everything on site, you know, on electronic shopping. Like within, say, my house, I am a very conservative shopper, but my daughter, most of it comes through the online shopping sites, okay, goods. Restricted shopper, they are the one who are pick and choose kind of thing, very, very rational in their buying approach, etc. They will still find out the way they were earlier doing it. So understanding is that life of a target customer, the changing behavior pre-COVID, post-COVID are all emerging as a challenge for the media planner.